With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty addicts for beauty addicts. We are your hosts, professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield.
Hello.
And me, unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Gelk. We wanted to start again today, as we always do, because we remain so grateful. Hashtag grateful, hashtag blessed.
Yeah, hashtag.
To everyone who has subscribed to the podcast, be it on iTunes, Stitcher or SoundCloud. And massive, massive extra thanks to everybody who has left us a review. We love you very much.
And can we just say big up to, I shouldn't have started that with big up.
Big up.
But I've started it. How excited were we, Lindsay, to be featured on the cover to?
Somewhat excited.
Somewhat excited.
We were really quite excited.
Very, very happy and hashtag blessed to see that little feature of us, and really nice. So go check that out if you guys haven't seen that.
Yeah, we'll link to it in the show notes and we'll link to it on our Twitter as well. It's a really great article about the rise of beauty podcasts.
Yeah, and we were in great company. Lots of other great podcasts out there, which you should definitely
energy,
go.
Energy, yeah. Breaking Beauty, yes. Fat Mascara. So yeah, it's nice to be in a little girl gang.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Like we're in the, we've got a crew.
Yeah, we should probably go out with that crew and
we
like
should
mess up some trouble, get matching jackets
in Sephora.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine like a massive girl gang, like the Pink Ladies?
Yes. Oh, I'm into this. I'm going to start emailing some people.
Amazing.
Also, I wanted to say thank you to everyone that entered a competition to win the Full Coverage mugs and the Urban Decay makeup. But the Full Coverage mugs, that competition is now closed. If you're listening to this, that competition is officially closed, and we will be contacting the winner and getting your prizes out to you. You had such an amazing response. You're all the best. You're the best ones.
Favorite.
You're our favorites. You're all on the Christmas card list, whether you get a mug or not. You're on the Christmas card. I don't actually send Christmas cards.
No, I
but
don't.
But I've got a list and you're on it. Anyway, moving on.
So moving on, we have new news, which is our regular feature. We like to start up the podcast just with telling you what's coming out, some new launches, and there's quite a lot coming up that I think by the time this is live, some of them will actually be out as well.
I believe that is true.
Yeah. We have Kim Kardashian West Beauty that is launching on June the 21st. So again, by the time this is out, you will be able to purchase it. But I'm going to make a prediction, Lindsay, that it will sell out.
I concur with your prediction.
Irrelevant of how it performs, I predict, not a riot, that it will sell out.
I predict a potential riot.
Yeah, a beauty riot.
I read, I was reading reallyree.com a couple of days ago, and she was saying how she's spoken, I guess, to the people who are making it or promoting it for Ms. Kardashian West. They're making 300,000 units,
wow,
which is a bonkers amount of anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's going to sell out in like a minute. But I'm sure they'll restock.
Well, and like you said, I think it's the premise of what kind of Kylie's done, isn't it? Launching like key hero products, maybe one at a time or a few at a time. Because I know that I actually brought the original Kardashian makeup when they did that yonks ago.
Chroma Beauty.
I can't remember. Yeah.
It was Chroma with a K.
Yes, that was it. And some of it was okay. Some of it not so good.
I remember some of it was surprising. It sounds, I'm not being condescending. No judgment on the Kardashians. Ask me after. I was surprised at how good some of it was. I think that I remember the eye stuff.
Yes,
being
I had an eye kohl and an eyeshadow palette that were amazing.
Yeah.
Like those two things. Like the eye kohl was very, it was like one of those quite similar to like the Chanel Longwear eye stilo. So that was really good. So there definitely were some good pieces in there. However, I think the branding wasn't
my favorite.
It wasn't all like on point. I feel like that could have been, it felt a bit cheap.
Yeah, the branding on this I think is really interesting. She's launching with a contour kit. So you get two contour sticks with a matte and a shimmer highlighter and then another stick with a contour that's got two different colors on each end. There are four shades, so she's covering all skin tones, which is really cool.
That's good.
I don't have the price with me. I guess we'll find that out when it launches.
We'll try and get our hands on some of those if we can for later.
And obviously she's so well known for her contour, but the packaging is I think it's really interesting because it's not what I would have expected from her. It says in it, it's millennial pink. So it's, you know, full coverage pink. I like to think that. But she's gone for a millennial pink packaging and a pouch that it comes in. And then it's just very simple block lettering with KKW Beauty. I'm interested to see how it does.
Yeah, I mean, me too.
It feels like a natural brand extension for her.
Yeah.
But I want it to be good.
Yes, me too. I have high hopes. And I think, like you said, if she's going down the contour route, that makes sense. Let's hope she does it really well.
Yeah, excellent.
Cool.
Some other new news, which you may have already read about elsewhere in the beauty press. But it's something I wanted to talk about because I'm fascinated by the reaction more than anything else. So one of my favorite companies in skincare and beauty in general is Deciem. We talked about Deciem before.
Yep.
I love the Niod range. Yep, the Niod, The Ordinary, Hyalamide. So many great brands. Everything does what it says it does. I feel
affordable.
Affordable.
Tick so many boxes.
Accessible. Just really bringing beauty to everyone, everywhere, and making everything available to you. And obviously we talked a lot about The Ordinary Colors when that launched, the foundation that had this epic waiting list and everyone wanted to get their mitts on it. I know people are still waiting. We're still waiting.
Yeah.
So, like, we don't have it either yet, guys, but we talked about it and we were excited about it. So Deciem recently announced that they've gone into a partnership of sorts with Estee Lauder. They haven't sold the brand. Estee Lauder have invested in a minority stake in Deciem. So basically they just thrown some money at Deciem.
Yeah.
The company have let out a statement saying Estee Lauder won't be involved in the brand in, you know, in a creative way. They're just supporting and propping up the brand, which gives them obviously a lot more to play with. You know, they can improve their infrastructure. They can bring out new brands. They can invest going forward. And I think that was such a big thing for them when Ordinary Colors launched. It was so huge and the demand was crazy. They couldn't meet it.
And if they can't deliver that demand, I guess that's the hardest thing as a brand, when people want it and you want to be able to give
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You have a limit to what you can produce.
And that's frustrating for the fans and for the brand itself. Yeah. So I completely understand what they've done. And Estee Lauder is the kind of company that just gobbles up brands. They have been buying everyone lately. So I was surprised to see them go into this as a minority partner, because that doesn't seem to be Estee Lauder's
agenda. I think hopefully it gives Deciem room to breathe. Like, you know, hopefully it gives them the chance to do what they want to do and stay Deciem.
But I saw a lot of backlash online because Deciem have been a cruelty-free and I think vegan, but definitely cruelty-free, no animal testing range for as long as they have existed. Yeah. And obviously parts of Estee Lauder are sold in China. And if you're sold in China, you have to have been animal tested.
Yes.
So they are now aligned with a company that is involved with, if not actively, animal testing in every territory. So I saw a lot of backlash from people saying they wouldn't shop at Deciem, they wouldn't use any Deciem products anymore, that they were so disgusted, and that they consider them to have been selling out.
Yeah.
I think it's really
rough. It's a tough one for a brand. It really must be. I mean, I can imagine as well with Deciem, like we said, it's about being able to deliver what people want and make sure everyone gets it. And also, I think, to keep it that affordable price, like that's an amazing thing that they've been able to do.
And it almost felt to me like they'd capped out. They couldn't grow past this point.
Yeah.
You know, that they as a company could not get bigger without investment.
Yeah.
And they obviously, they were a big company. I'm sure they were in demand from a lot of different potential investors. And they must have decided that Estee Lauder was the right place to go. I do understand people's frustrations with it. But what I would say, if you're confused as to what this means, is I trust the brand and I trust the brand founders. And if they say this is going to be okay and they're not going to interfere and it's just supporting and growing Deciem as they go ahead. And also it's going to mean they can open more Deciem shops, like the one in Covent Garden.
Well, and it's different, I think, to becoming like a parent company where you actually like, effectively, like we said, buy out a whole company. Yeah. If that is not what's happening, then I don't think people need to worry as much.
Because, like, you know, when L'Oreal bought Urban Decay and Estee Lauder bought GlamGlow, and those companies were bought by and absorbed into the parent companies. I mean, I know Wendy still runs Urban.
Yeah.
I don't know what the head business looks like, the model now at GlamGlow, but I know they're part of Estee Lauder and their PR is run by the Estee Lauder PR team and all that stuff. So this seems as though Deciem is going to remain Deciem, their brands are going to remain their brands.
And
Estee Lauder are just supporting. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. It's let's see what happens with this.
I'm excited.
I am. I mean, if it means more people can enjoy Deciem, then I think that's a great thing.
And more amazing Deciem products for my face.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
My face is really happy about it.
So we also have the amazing Pat McGrath products, which Lindsay, I know you're a big fan of. And yeah. I saw Lindsay apply them when we were in Vegas. And I've got to say, kudos to you. Yeah, you did a sterling job, babe. Sterling job. But the products were great as well. And you even said it really helped you.
Yeah, the Dark Star eye kit. Fantastic.
So people know she has the eye kits.
There's a highlighter kit. Yeah. There was the Lip Lust, which was the metallic lip. There was the copper pigment. I think...
all free with sequins.
They were all, oh good God, so many sequins still in my house.
Well, she is, I have some good news here, Lindsay. She is bringing out the Lust Matte Trance, which will be matte lipstick. So that's going to be her first kind of like, I don't think she's done many lip products yet.
She did the Lip Lust, which was the glittery lip. And I think you could buy the lipsticks individually, but I didn't buy those because I wasn't super excited.
Well, I'm really interested to see her take on matte, how matte it is. Yes. I know that sounds silly, but we've both talked about how much we love the Charlotte Tilbury Matte Revolution. So it's available in 9 shades and that will launch July 2017, so that's also a good launch to look out for. I presume they'll be available on her website and Sephora.
Yes, I think they early launch on the website, so check that out and sign up if you're interested.
Yeah, could be good.
I'm interested because I've been interested in what she's doing.
Yeah,
and the packaging for these looks a little bit more involved. That's always been a complaint of mine, and not a complaint but an observation, that the packaging she's created so far has been very basic.
Sick. Yeah.
And these are a little bit more involved. I think they look like a midnight blue casing with a gold like lip shape on the clasp. They look a little bit more luxe.
Yes, which for the price, I think you kind of expect a little bit.
And that's why I sort of shied away from the Lip Lust, because that just looked like those very basic lipsticks. And then they just had very expensive glitter. I'm like, well, I could just go and buy food grade glitter and a cheap lipstick and do this myself, Pat. So I skipped out on that. And maybe I missed out. Let me know if you bought the Lip Lust.
Yeah, let's know what you think.
But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
I'll probably end up getting one because I'm a monster. But we'll see.
Sephora, she's coming for you.
I know. Two more new launches, but one more skincare launch from Sunday Riley. For fans of the Martian mattifying toner and the UFO oil, there is a new acne-fighting product coming your way in July. It's July 16th. It will be on Sephora.com, and then I guess it will roll out from there. But it's the Satin Sulfur Acne Mask. I like where they're going with this.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to feel, because at first I thought, oh, all their acne stuff has this like outer space UFO or the ultra facial oil. I can't remember what it was, but UFO facial oil and the Martian skin toner, and this is the Satin. And I was like, oh, but like they're making me feel like Crater Face. Like they're making me feel like Crater Face from Greece, and I don't want to feel like that. But the products do work, and I'm interested. I'm excited for this as like a spot treatment.
Yeah, I think it'll be. I mean, I'm a big fan of their Blue Moon mask. I use that like cleansing balm nearly every morning and in the evening sometimes. So I'm interested to see how this probably won't be something I'll try, but it's probably something I'd like to try my kit.
It will be something I'll definitely try when I get breakouts. I like a spot mask because I don't want to, you know, I don't want anything harsh on the rest of my skin. But this looks like it's got lots of soothing, treating ingredients. So I'm interested. I've been trying their CEO, actually.
I love that. My mum was obsessed with that as well.
She had the moisturizer. I've got the serum and the cleansing oil.
Yes.
And I love the serum. The cleansing oil, I can take or leave it.
I was more into the moisturizer. And I think for me, because it was super rich. Yeah. I mean, to quote Mary Greenwell, I like to lay on my pillow and feel my pillow absorb.
Yeah, I want to look like I've rubbed a packet of Lurpak on my face. Yes. Before I go to bed.
That's my general aim.
Yeah, I do like the serum. The oil, I didn't love as much. I'm still testing it out because I think it is having a brightening effect on my skin, but I don't especially enjoy using it.
Okay.
It smells amazing. It smells like orange sweets.
Yes.
But I did get it in my eyes and genuinely thought I'd gone blind. And it says to use it on waterproof makeup. So I'm like, you probably ought to a bit kinder on the eyes would be nice. But I did like the serum. I really like the serum. So I'm excited to try this.
So Ciate have also brought out highlighters and bronzers. These are available on Ciate.com and ASOS. And we talked recently with Lindsay about the
Glow 2 Illuminating Blushes we talked about.
That was
about.
The full name, yeah. So they were like a blusher, highlighter in one almost. And these are really nice because they've got the same beautiful packaging that me and Lindsay both were like, these are beautiful.
Yep.
And there's highlighters and there's two bronzers. There's a bronzer that you were saying would be really nice on your skin tone, Lindsay.
Yes,
that's matte.
I think that's the Palm Beach.
This one is Palm Island.
Palm Island.
And then we also have one that is a darker tone as well with a little bit of shimmer
in. South Beach.
So it's nice. We were saying this is like this one you could start your holiday with, and then one as you progress your tanning, you could go into South Beach.
Yeah, end of your 2 weeks.
Yeah, and it's both very, very pretty. The packaging's lovely.
And they're big pans. They look twice the size. I think they're twice the size of the blushes. I'm obsessed with these highlighters. highlighters. They're absolutely gorgeous. I've got one on each side of my face right now, which is a classy
look. And it looks
look.
Good.
Yeah,
it's really good.
It potentially goes on very sheer if you use a light touch, but you can work it up to a sexy robot.
You've worked it up to sexy robot.
Oh yeah,
robot,
no, this is
babe.
About three.
Yeah.
three patterns.
As I walked in, I was like, oh, I'm liking the highlighter.
I've got it on my chin and my forehead and my nose in one swipe, which is a very gentle shimmer.
Yeah, I'd go as far as you were strobing.
My cheeks are strobing.
I think you were strobing.
I got three. Because I just wanted to see how it looked built up. And it looks amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to see you can build them up. And I think people will like that. If you want it sheer and you just want a hint of glow, you can do that too. So you've got the flexibility.
Moondust is like the pinky shade, a pinky silver. And the Starburst is a more white gold colour. But I
prefer that
both.
One. I think I always tend to go for a more goldy highlight. Or like a white, not white, but like something that's like a pearl.
See, I like a pink in there because my skin tone's quite pink and I feel like it sits...
Yeah, and Lindsay has pink hair right now, so you look beautifully tonal.
But as I was saying, I actually really liked the Starburst in this one. Silvery. I mean, I like them both. They're both amazing.
I love the let me check what the name is of the one
Starburst
I like.
Starburst is the white.
Yeah, Starburst is the one that I really like.
And they also suggested in the press release, which thanks guys, to layer it over the dewy stick.
Ooh, I'm a huge fan of the dewy stick. Yeah. That is like my go-to,
which
I
isn't
love
a highlighter, it's a dewy stick. It makes you dewy. It is what it says.
But
it
I think
is.
I'm
not having a go at it. I'm saying like it's not a highlighter. I think people were like, oh, why isn't this a highlighter? I'm like, because it isn't. It's a dewy stick. It makes you dewy.
Yeah,
it's
and I love that. I am all into that.
But I am all about getting this on top of it.
Yeah,
and you will be able.
Well,
to
Well, we
see
need
me
to test that. We'll report back
miles away. I will be like a beacon.
It will be a Jeffree Star homage.
Don't care for him. But maybe. Who knows? But anyway, moving on. I don't know about you, but my Facebook feed and my Instagram feed right now, full of bleeding weddings.
Yep. Bridesmaids, hen-dos, weddings, you name it. Facebook's got it.
Yeah. Yep. It's white frocks akimbo.
Yep.
And updos aplenty.
Yep.
And with this in mind... we started talking.
Yeah, we were saying this would be quite a good topic for a podcast, is sort of bridal beauty.
Yeah, it's such a big business. And I think when you're not yourself getting married or involved in it in any way, you forget what a huge deal it is.
Yeah.
Because it's a massive, massive, massive industry.
Yes.
It's an interesting angle on beauty.
Definitely.
Because you're really trying to just capture one perfect day.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure, and it's a lot of pressure on your beauty look, because I think a lot of people feel compelled to do something that they wouldn't normally do.
Definitely. Well, and there's this pressure, isn't there, to be like the best you. And I think sometimes it's like your best you, only you know what makes you feel good as well. So really, like, another makeup artist can't tell you that. Someone in a store can't tell you that. You have to kind of know what just makes you feel really good. And that might be like the most minimal makeup ever. It might be a blue lip. Who knows? Like, I think that's the thing, is like, how do you find what makes you feel great? And, you know, I think with weddings, the biggest thing I get asked as makeup artist is, how do you make it long lasting? Yeah. You know, people want to know those kind of tips.
Yeah. So if you were a bride or a bridesmaid to be, where would you start from a makeup artist perspective? What is the first thing I should do when I start thinking about my makeup as a bride?
I think two things. First of all, look in your own makeup bag, have a look what are the products that you always reach to. So for example, if there's no foundation there, it probably means you're someone who's not that comfortable with foundation, so you might just want a tinted moisturizer or something that is the sheerest version to get a little bit more coverage than maybe you would normally. And I think if you are just aiming to be like you at your best, whatever that means to you, whether that's smoky eye, red lip, glowy skin, whatever, it's just trying to like hone in on those things so that you feel that little bit more special, I think. And I think, you know, look at references. So obviously Pinterest has changed the wedding game.
Pinterest, my friend. I love Pinterest
for everything. And, you know, it has changed the game a lot. But I also think with that, you need an ounce of reality.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is, in the nicest way possible, is, you know, I think know what works with your skin type, know what suits you. So if you've never worn a red lip and you're like, I want to look like Angelina at the Oscars when she had the red lip.
Yeah.
Ask yourself why you want to look like that and how you're going to feel in it, because I'm totally up for that. And I think if you, sorry, here's my voice. I'm totally up for that. But I also think, you know, first of all, try wearing a red lip around the house on your own.
If we've tried doing on the regular anyway.
Yeah. I mean, if you've never worn it before and you want to try something new, I think you need to know you're going to feel comfortable in it before you try it on such an important day where you're going to be nervous, you're going to be feeling all kinds of emotions. And also, we were saying, you know, like, test the makeup out once you actually know what you want to go for. Wear it, you know, obviously if your husband or wife's not around, you know, try it out and actually walk around in it for a day. Yeah. If you're in a hot climate, go and try it somewhere warm so you can see how it performs.
If I'm trying something, it's usually a lip product, but if I'm trying a lip product that I wouldn't usually wear and I'm either trialing it for the podcast or I'm just trying it out because I bought it and I'm a monster and I like the look of it, but I don't know if I'm going to get on with it, I wear it to the supermarket.
Yeah,
that's my testing ground, because I think the supermarket, you know, you've got something to do, you're there for a reason, but there's also a lot of other people.
Yeah.
So I think if I feel self-conscious wearing it in the supermarket,
that's a great idea,
then I'm going to feel self-conscious wearing it when I need to wear it. Because, you know, if you, there's nothing worse than pushing your trolley around, filling up with your frozen chicken, and then be like, they're staring at me, everyone's staring at me. Whereas if you think, I'm pushing my trolley around with frozen chicken and I look amazing, you're probably going to feel the same when you go out.
Yeah.
So that, I think the supermarket's a good testing ground.
Yeah.
Or wherever your happy place is.
Well, that's it. And I think it's just like, notice how it performs, notice how you feel, check in. You know, like you said, if you feel super self-conscious, you're probably not going to want to wear it on your wedding day. And it probably says to me that that's not your style of makeup, or it just doesn't fit in with what makes you feel good.
To clarify, the supermarket isn't my happy place. I just
God, it is mine. I could spend ages food shopping. It's terrible, man. Dave's like, you enjoy
English
this far too much. Get my little lists out.
I do like a shopping list, but I miss English supermarkets so much.
It's yeah, I
like,
miss that actually.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Anyway,
side note.
So what do you think are the common mistakes that we see brides making?
I mean, there's a few, isn't there? I think, again, you know, making sure your body is matching your face is always a good one. Ooh. I think there's a lot of focus on your face and people. I mean, a friend recently got married and I remember her, it got very hot in England and she'd been sunbathing and she'd kind of not really got her face in, but she'd fully got her body in. Yeah. So her face had then become a lot lighter than her body. So I was like, okay, babe, you're going to have to, like, you know, match yourself up. A really good tip is to place your chin on your shoulder. So if you turn your if you turn your chin to face the top of your shoulder, so just turn your head to the side, and then when you look in a mirror, you just want to make sure that down your arm and your face kind of all match.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it's a great, you know, just some uniformity. And also, again, you know, if possible, avoid high SPFs. You know, you want something that isn't going to create flashback, which is often where you have like a white head and a brown body, or opposite, you know, you get that kind of bleached outlook.
Yes, we see that on red carpet photos.
We see that
all
a lot.
The time.
Yep. Waterproof mascara. You know, some of the things are really common sense, but I think it's, you know, ultimately, I think you want to feel like you want to feel really good, and you want it to last, because yes, you might want to give your bridesmaids maybe some like oil blotting sheets, maybe a powder, maybe the lipstick, but really you want to be having too much fun that you don't even think about those things.
Yeah, you don't want to worry about anything other than that. And one thing I noticed a lot, and it's, I've seen it more and more recently, which just screams at me from photos, and maybe if you're into this, and I'm speaking as a sexy robot, seeing a lot of sparkly faces in wedding photos. And I don't mean like highlight, because obviously, you know, people, I would have highlight on my wedding day because I love highlight.
Yeah,
even though I know that's going to date in the photos, I
don't
care.
I think it did. I love it. Glowing. I think it's,
well, but I'm talking more about, I'm seeing people using like a sparkly setting spray, because they're looking for these luminizing things, setting sprays. And quite often when it says luminizing in a setting spray, it means it's got glitter in there.
Yeah.
Or mica or something sparkly. Yeah. And it might be very fine. And in the mirror, it might look very, very subtle. Mm. And you might just look fantastic in a mirror. Yeah. But on photographs, the flash is picking up every bit of it. And you look like one of the vampires from Twilight.
That's another great point, Lindsay, I think, is that people should take photos as well of when you've done your makeup. So
definitely
try it with the flash on your phone. Try it with, if a friend's got a different phone, try it on their phone. You know, see how it actually photographs as well as how it wears. Because, you know, yes, you want to make sure that you look right in daylight, in indoor light.
Yeah,
you might be getting married in the evening, so you're not going to be in
You definitely
outdoors.
Need to see it on
camera. You want to see how it's going to photograph, so you like those pictures, hopefully, in 20 years'
those
time
pictures. could potentially last longer than the marriage, let's be real.
Let's be real.
So, I mean, if you want to crop your husband out and use it on your Tinder profile 15 years from now, who knows? I'm just being realistic.
No judgment.
I don't want to be that person. Yeah, not even 15 weeks from now.
And everyone looks better on Tinder than they do in real life anyway, just
apart from one of my mates, which is really annoying. I mean, she's gorgeous full stop, but she takes a really good looking picture, but then she's even better looking in real life.
Well, side note, if I had to be on Tinder again at some point in my life, I would definitely make sure I undersold myself so they'd see me and be like, well, she's beautiful. Yeah. Happily married, definitely happily married. Don't worry, Dave. Just saying that just dawned on me that the cleverest thing would be is to just play yourself down a little bit so they see you and they're like, wow, blown away.
I was always trying to work out how to communicate, you know, has great personality, because you can't just write down good sense of humor anymore. Like, they don't care. It's just like, but show us your tits. I'm like, no, I won't. It's a horrible world that we live in. Anyway, weddings.
Dark times, weddings.
My word of advice, which is something a lot of my friends have definitely fallen foul of, I think when you're planning a wedding, you're spending so much money. I mean, regardless of what your wedding ends up being, ultimately, you're going to end up splashing some cash. And I definitely have seen friends go to counters.
Yeah.
To do like a wedding consultation or a wedding trial. They go to different counters. They go to Bobby. They go to Mac. Bobby Brown, great for weddings.
Yeah.
Lots of other brands too, but love a bit of Bobby. And they have been to the counter. They've sat down with a makeup artist. They've gone through everything, literally, yeah, from primer to
the brushes.
Yeah,
the
literally every single possible product on their face. And then they get so excited with how it looks, especially if you're not someone that's used to seeing your makeup professionally, yeah, done on your face.
Yeah.
It's going to be potentially, it could be a nightmare, or it's going to be really exciting because yeah, you're going to look so different and, yeah, and in theory, like the best version of you, as we've, yeah, discussed. So the temptation is there to buy every single thing that they've used on your face. And my word of advice would be fight that temptation, because ultimately you might realistically not need all those things.
Yeah.
You might be able to get some of those things from a different brand and prefer it.
Yeah.
You don't have to get everything from one counter.
Well, and see how it wears, like we said,
wears.
It might look amazing, but then see how it looks later that evening. Yeah. You know, does it wear well?
Ultimately,
does it make you break out?
Even if they're the best makeup artist in the world and you love them and you, yeah, want to invite them to your wedding and they're your favorite person that ever lived by the end of your consultation, they are still also a salesperson.
Yeah.
So part of their job is to sell you that makeup.
Yeah.
So get them to write down everything they use. Any good brand will do a face chart and a consultation, yeah, chart and show you every single thing that they used. Go away, look at it outside, take your photos, ask a friend, ask a stranger.
We both said that, didn't we? That's always a good one, is like, yep, everyone's got that like honest friend who, yep, you know, not the too honest friend, but the friend who's honest enough that won't hurt your feelings.
It's a friend that you wouldn't take jean shopping because you don't care for that opinion.
Yes.
But she is the friend that you need with you.
She's the one that will be like, you look dang hot. Or she'll be like, not sure that's you, babe. Or,
yeah,
you know, or can maybe tell if you're uncomfortable in it and would, yeah, just be like, are you okay? Do you feel like you?
Because I've definitely been on counter. I've had counter experiences where I felt uncomfortable or pressured. And even with my background in beauty and knowing as much, yeah, as I do about brands and about counter experience and whatever, I have bought stuff because I felt uncomfortable,
yeah,
or I've lied to get away because I'm so unhappy.
Yeah, I even worked on a counter when I was first starting out as a makeup artist, and I was so rubbish at it because I think I could sense that uncomfort, yeah, in people where they're like, I just came in for a lipstick, or I just want to, yeah, buy this. And as a result, I pretty much got laid off because I couldn't sell anything. I was just too nice. I was like, it's all right, you don't need the brush, just get the lipstick. Like,
this is why we have to do a podcast, because that's why I had to leave beauty PR,
yes,
because I couldn't call anyone up and be like, oh my god, this new foundation's amazing, you shake it up and, yeah, and it goes shaka shaka and it's so great, and they'd be like, it's isn't it?
I worked in a department store and I'd be like, this lipstick's great, but if you want the primer, I'd actually go to that one over there at Laura Mercier. So yeah, it didn't last long, but
this,
you
is
know
why we're here for you guys.
Yeah, this is why we're here. I've made those mistakes so you don't have to.
But yeah, definitely just get everything written down and go away, ask a friend, and I love the idea of taking someone with you that's gonna maybe have a safe word.
Have it, yeah,
just like work unicorn into the conversation. If you need
such
her to
idea
get you away from the counter, if you're, yes, just unhappy and you're not, yeah, comfortable to say, I'm unhappy and I'd like to leave.
Yes. And I've got friends like that who they don't have the confidence to say, oh, I'm really sorry, yeah, that doesn't feel like me. Or to say like, whoa, that foundation's too heavy,
yeah,
or that's not the right colour I'd wear. You know, and that's the other thing. Again, like you said, Lindsay, because they are salespeople, they might say to you, oh, this is definitely the right colour for you.
Yeah.
But if you do like to go like maybe one shade warmer, or you feel like, actually, I know I'm going to be more, you know, trust, yeah, your instinct as well, especially if you feel like you know your face better than anyone to an extent. You know, I think don't be afraid to say, well, actually, I'd feel better, more comfortable being a little bit paler or a little bit warmer, you know, okay, within context, but, you know, don't go crazy, but kind of trust your instinct as well.
Oh, I've seen so many of those wedding, I think it was a David Tutera's wedding, I can't probably look at celebrations now, but his wedding show, I love David Tutera, I'm obsessed with him. If he's listening, wants to be my best friend, I'm moved to LA, David, we can make this work somehow, I think you're the best. But I love his wedding shows. And there was one on, and a woman, he'd said, you know, you need to really pull back the makeup. And she had very, very, very aggressive, dramatic makeup.
Yeah.
And his direction, because he's in charge of the wedding, that's part of the deal, is that she had to have more natural makeup. And she just kept being like, more lashes though. And then the makeup artist had to go and be like, she wants more, she won't leave it alone. And he had to come and give her a talking to. And I kind of got it, because he wanted her to have these perfect wedding pictures. But she wanted to look like her.
Well, this is it. And I think you just have to find that balance of what makes you feel good. You know, think about 20 years time if you're going to like the photos. But also I feel like, you know, hopefully it's just one day, you know, you're hopefully not going to do this again. You know, enjoy it. I think trust your instinct, listen to people, but, you know, go with your gut. And if you've got the photos, you can look back, compare. Like you said, you don't have to buy everything the salesperson's showing you on that day. Take notes, you know, have your Pinterest board, make references and take into consideration what your skin type is. You know, are you oily? Are you dry? Because there might be things people have recommended on Pinterest or a blog that just aren't right for your skin
type.
They're
not going to work for you.
Yeah. Just do a little bit of research, and I think just don't rush into anything.
I have a makeup artist question for you.
Yes.
With tattoos becoming more and more common, I know people who have had to make a decision whether or not they want to cover them for their wedding. And I actually, my sister-in-law had a tattoo on her back removed on her shoulder before her wedding, and then still had to use a makeup because it was hard to get rid of it. Yeah, completely. Where do you stand on covering or keeping?
Ooh.
And B, what would you recommend for covering if that was the case?
I think it depends on the person. Again, I think if you want your tattoos out, have your tattoos out. I don't have tattoos. I love them on other people. And there's been so many times in my life where I've got very close to having them. And then I've always been like, I'm too scared. That genuinely is part of the reason.
We'll get a full coverage tat.
We'll get matching full coverage tats. I could have full and you could have coverage, and then we can stand next to
like this best friend's necklaces with the forever friends.
Very 90s. Yeah, that would be brilliant. So I think that's part of it, that I'm too scared. And also, I kind of love not having them as well at the minute. It's a weird...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's like, I love them, but I don't know if I love them on me. So maybe, I'd never say never. I always feel like that's, but I think if you feel good in them, you should rock it.
Yeah, because I feel like I chose my tattoo. And, you know, I don't really have any tattoos apart from the old tramp stamp, but we'll talk about that another time. That I would change or regret, because I love the ones, but I got them for a reason.
Well, they tell
when
a story,
I got them.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want to cover them up. But then I know I talked to a friend and she loves her tattoos, but her fiance's parents were very conservative and
disinvite them to the wedding.
Yeah, exactly. They don't need to be there.
They
your
don't
wedding.
Need to be
it's
there.
Your day. It's your day. But she had something on her shoulder. She had like a few things on her inner arm.
Right.
It wasn't like, you know, a full sleeve or anything. It were things that could have been easily covered up. But she didn't want to because she loved her tattoos.
Yeah.
But she was getting a lot of pressure to cover them up for the family members, and I think that's really tough. So in that instance, what would you use if she did want to use it? What would you use?
I just want to be like, disinvite them to the wedding. Yeah. Like, I genuinely want to say hello. That. But hypothetically, if someone did want to cover tattoos,
or if you've got something you regret or something that you think it doesn't fit with the style of the dress,
which I totally understand happens, and I'm just very cutthroat when it comes to weddings about who should be allowed there. But that's another story.
We'll get to that.
But yeah, so basically, you want like remedial camouflage products. So these are products where, and it is a little bit of work. That's what I will say. Yeah. The products nowadays are much, much better than they were, let's say, 10, 15 years ago. When I first studied.
Just Dermablend.
Well, that's it. And I remember even Dermablend in the remedial camouflage sense. You know, you had to counteract every color in the tattoo first. So a remedial camouflage is one of those things that I really recommend, kind of go away and Google that in full anyway, if tattooing covering is something you really want to look into.
It sounds like something from the army.
Confused. I mean, that's kind of the lengthy process of doing it. Again, the shortcuts, if you had, I think it depends on how dark your tattoo is as well and how big it is. I mean, you could definitely try Vichy Dermablend, you know, to a point they are designed to cover birthmarks, etc. So, you know, that is waterproof as well. Okay. So, you know, it's quite good, again, if you're in a hot climate or you're going to be sweating and having hot flushes because you're excited, hopefully.
Not through crying. Not through absolute sheer terror.
So I've that's a great one. And also the Kevin Aucoin, the central skin enhancer, that's also great for covering tattoos. So you might have to layer. And with remedial camouflage, generally, just to give you like a little brief description of that, is you counteract. So it's like the color wheel. You look at whatever the opposite color is in the tattoo. You use the opposite color to counteract. Then you powder it and you do a process called ripening. So you take a cotton pad, like just slightly damp, and you hold it over the powder. And the only thing with that is sometimes it makes it go a little bit warmer. So when you put then the actual color of concealer over the top of what you've done and then do the same process again, it can like make the foundation go a little bit warmer than the rest of the skin. So it is quite again, it's almost like a professional technique. So Google remedial camouflage if you want to like do it super professionally
or
and learn.
Just let your tattoo freak flags fly.
That's it. Or embrace those tattoos, you know?
Yeah, or get a long sleeve wedding dress.
Exactly.
This all sounds a lot like hard work, you guys.
Yes, so, it is. It's a little bit, like I said, there are great concealers that I think, depending on how dark your tattoo is, in theory, would cover it without the remedial camouflage process. However, that's kind of like the technical way of doing it.
Okay, that's interesting.
In a nutshell.
Austin Powers joke there, just thrown in just to prove how old I am. You got married. You married a boy.
I married a boy.
I'm pointing at you. It sounds like an accusation. It's actually just a fact. You married a boy a year ago.
I did.
And you are a makeup artist. These two things are facts.
They are both factual.
They are factual facts. What makeup did you use for your wedding?
There was a lot of brown, Lindsay. There was a lot of brown. Of course there was.
Of course there was.
Yeah, I feel really good with my Harry flick, so I feel quite naked without that. And I just knew I wanted a little bit of an eye. For me, that's what makes me feel good is when I have a bit of an eye. And I wanted glowing skin. You know, for my base, I went with the Estee Lauder Double Wear Light. And that was great. It did have SPF 10 in, but it photographed beautifully. I've used that before on red carpet, so I know it works well. And it gave me the coverage and longevity I wanted, but it still looked like my skin, which was really important to me because I
like a little bit more pigment in my coverage than you. And I love Double Wear Light, but I love regular Double Wear as well,
especially if you have redness.
Well, and I find the light, because I'm just so pale, even the lightest shade of the Double Wear Light is a little bit too warm, or it oxidizes on me.
Yes, you're
slightly.
Right, actually it does still come out quite light. Is that the 05?
Yes, it still warms up. I can't get it to, they just don't do one that's quite,
and there's more
enough
shades, I think, in the regular
in
Double
Wear. In the regular
Wear,
Double
so.
Wear, they do have one, and it's totally fine, that works for me. But that's a weird
well
fact.
And you know me, I'm quite a sweaty person, Lindsay. I get quite flushy.
We're glowy people.
My driving instructor, you say you women don't sweat,
no,
so
women
they
glow. Yeah, horses sweat, men perspire.
That's it, women that's the glow. One. But I definitely knew that even though I wanted a lightweight foundation, I knew I'd get red around my nose. I knew I'd get a bit flush. So for me, that was a really good option. I mean, I love the Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk, but I don't know as well. I just felt like, and it's funny because I did my own makeup on the day and I really enjoyed it. And no joke of a lie. Like, I remember the morning, I didn't get married till like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it was on the beach in Santa Monica in Los Angeles. Ooh. And I remember being my mum and dad, and it was very chill, like super low key. It was like 8 of us. And before, you know, that bit in the morning where my parents are like, what do you want to do? Do you want to do anything special this morning? I was like, can we go to Sephora? And I'm not joking. Yeah. I went and brought miniatures on Good my call. Wedding day. And that Good was the call. Best way to spend the morning of my wedding day. And I was very relaxed.
Yeah, I'd probably go to the Container Store. So I fully understand.
Yeah, if there'd been one nearby, I probably would have done that too.
Container Store, Cheesecake Factory.
All in
Joanne's
one.
Joanne's Fabric. Jobs yeah. are good.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I just was so relaxed. And I think it was, you know, I think as well, like, you know, don't underestimate doing your own makeup. I think there's more and more people nowadays who do their own makeup.
Yeah, especially with the massive amount of tutorial available online. Like, you can find every tutorial for everything you would want to do. And you have months, in theory, to practice.
Exactly. So, and it's funny, I've definitely, as I'd like you say, it's kind of full-blown wedding season now. Yeah. I've definitely had more friends. Like, I just helped a good friend of mine recently. She was getting married in Portugal, and, you know, I helped her pick out her makeup because she was like, okay, the cost it's going to cost me to hire a professional makeup artist, I could buy all those things and not just save a bit on the wedding, but also she was like, I'll have some lovely makeup to use forever.
Afterwards.
So that was nice, you know.
I mean, I think I'd be really torn because I love having my makeup done. I love sitting down with the makeup artist and getting my makeup done. But I also, because I love makeup so much, it's very often like I feel like I want to tweak it afterwards. I never feel like I'm exactly where I wanted to be. And also, I find doing my own makeup quite meditative. I find it quite calming.
Me too.
And I feel like a real achievement when I've done good makeup. And I'm like, yeah, look at this face. I did this. So I think I'd be really torn. I think I probably would end up using a makeup artist depending on where I was. Just to get the finish that I want.
Yeah, and I think the advantages are that you also have that time to let it be someone else's responsibility. That's a nice part of it. You know, I know when I do brides, it's like, just unwind, light a candle, have a little bit of extra time
and
to take it all in.
You can't overestimate how stressed you may end up being. Because I have been a bridesmaid on several occasions, and sometimes the brides have been super chill, and they're just like, today's the day, let's get wasted. And then other times it's just like, but what now though? But what now though? But what time is it? But what's happening now though? And I think you can't know until the day.
Totally.
Even if you're a super chill person, on the day something might just throw you. So just think about all of that stuff. One thing I will say that I really like, and I've seen this a lot in wedding stuff recently, and I know you use one of the palettes, the Charlotte Tilbury Look in a Palette.
I love those. I think they're
so
brilliant. I used one on my wedding day. I mean, I think generally they're such a good, like, if you were going to buy one thing from Charlotte Tilbury, I feel like you get so much for the value that you get in those palettes.
And they're all coordinated, so you're not going to mess up. You know, you can't really go wrong by clashing your
colours. It's like colour by numbers as well, so you know,
and
you
it's
can...
something you might not buy because it's a treat, it's a nice treat for your wedding,
definitely.
And you'll have it afterwards, and it's just all there. And I know she was it the latest one or the middle one, one of the ones was based on the color look that she did for Eyebrows' sister,
Poppy Delevingne. I love that I knew who you're talking about.
Oh god, we're never gonna get eyebrows on the podcast now, are we? Cara Delevingne's sister, Poppy Delevingne. Sorry, Cara and Poppy.
We got there. I knew who she meant.
Disrespectful to both of you, but it's because I've been thinking it for about 10 minutes and I had to get it out. But yes, the palette, one of the palettes for sure is based on that look. I was reading an interview with her, and I think her makeup looked beautiful.
Yeah.
I really liked her makeup. I actually really liked Kate Middleton's makeup as well on her wedding.
Yes.
Which was a Bobby Brown look.
Very elegant. What would you do really if you were hypothetically going to get married? No pressure, Jeff.
Never getting married, Jeff.
What would be your look? Would there be sexy highlighter?
There would be a little bit
sexy
of highlighter.
Sexy highlighter?
There wouldn't
highlighter.
Be sexy robot highlighter, but there would be a little bit of highlighter.
Would you do an eye? Would you?
I would do probably I don't think it would be that dissimilar from your own, madam. It would be like a very fresh skin look, but with a matte T-zone. And then I would want just a flushed pink cheek, a brownish smoky. I feel like I'd do an evening thing.
Yeah.
So go a bit heavier. So
yeah,
probably
me too.
Go a little bit smokier in the eye, but brown, smoky eye. And then without shadow of a doubt, Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk lip liner and
I did
Dior lip glow lip balm, because that's what
that's
I wear every
so
day
nice.
And I wouldn't have to worry about it, and I wouldn't be thinking about it, and I would know how I look.
Well, I mean, even at the minute, I've definitely come around to wearing more cream based. I mean, it's funny, on my wedding day actually, I did wear the YSL, is it Saharian? I always say it wrong. The cream blur bronzer. And I also wore a Tom Ford cream blush, and they both lasted really well, and I think the double wear like really gave that like something to grip to. So
guts.
Yeah, it kind of really worked well. And I definitely wear more and more creams now than I ever have done. So I think partly through laziness, I can just do it with my fingers and it's quick. But there was a point and it's gone.
Oh, well, we're good. But I think trying new things and
trying new things. Yeah. Yeah. So again, I think it's that thing of, like you said, sort of feeling like you, but also.
Yeah. Where do you stand on setting sprays? I mean, obviously, I've established how I feel about the glittery ones.
I like them. I mean, I love the, I think you can't beat the Urban Decay one. The Urban Decay All Nighter setting spray is great. Again, they even do a vegan one now. There's one for oily skin. There's one for hydration. You can really kind of specify your skin's needs and get the control of the setting spray. I think you only kind of need to do it once. I mean, I know a lot of people, I feel like the MAC one, the fixer spray, I prefer as like a refresh spray.
Okay.
So if you're actually looking to fix it, I really recommend the Urban Decay one.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I love those.
I'm a big fan.
So I agree on the setting sprays. I've really come around to them, especially since I moved to LA, and it's not because it's not humid here, which is great for your makeup, but it's so hot and dry that it's terrible for your makeup. And I feel like in New York when I was using setting sprays, it just felt like everything was sliding off my face because it was so humid. And same in the UK when it's hot, it's humid, and there's just very little point to wearing a lot of makeup on a daily basis. It's your wedding, it's a different story. How do setting sprays work with cream makeup? Because I don't know if they're going to sit as well as they do with powder.
I think you have to be realistic with what your skin type's like. So if you have got really oily skin, wearing a ton of cream-based products, it's just you're kind of fighting a losing battle. Yeah. I feel like it's going to be that little bit harder. I mean, setting sprays will definitely help.
Okay.
And I think there are different types of cream-based product as well. Like, you know, if you want that kind of creamy look, but you don't want to use a really waxy-based cream product, go for something like the Glossier Cloud Paint or something that's like a tint.
Ooh,
so more of like a liquid stain as opposed to like a cream that's more emollient. So something like that's a good alternative. I think it's kind of, think about your skin type. You know, a drier skin, it's always going to work better on, or a normal to dry. But it will still help.
Yeah. So if you had to pick like five top things for a bride who just has no idea where to start, where to go, what would be your five bridal picks?
Ooh, I do love a hypothetical. I would say one of the Charlotte Tilbury palettes. I think one of the, I think they're called the Instant Look in a Palette. Yes. I'm really loving the Beauty Glow,
I think it's called.
I think you got me on that. I brought that after on your recommendation.
Yay.
Loving that.
Enabled.
Yeah, enabled. I think maybe even like a really nice lip balm, like Terry Balm de Rose would be
love
nice. Something that, you know, I think you want a little bit of luxury that makes it feel nice. A waterproof mascara of your choosing. For me, I do love the Clinique ones or the Fairy Drop Scandal. Scandal Queen, I believe it's called. I think I've got two more. I do love the Tom Ford cream blush. I think it's called, I want to say Pink Swoon or Pink something, in the white packaging, from the
Pink
Soleil.
Sand?
Pink Sand, yes. That's the one. You know you're with a beauty addict.
Encyclopedic,
I could see Lindsay's brain like trying to like go
in
through
my head,
her brain
like,
then.
It's the white square compact with the gold rim and it's gold inside.
I love that. I knew you'd know. Yes,
well,
Pink
I bought
Sand.
That because you recommended it.
I wore that on my wedding day and I still love it. It's so beautiful. So that for me is like a nice, I don't know, it's just luxury.
It's really,
treat.
And
yeah.
It's so pretty. Whenever I put that on, I think I look healthier.
Yes,
I
do. It makes me glow. It doesn't feel greasy. It's the right, it almost does similar to what like NARS Orgasm does. I feel like it has that kind of effect on your skin with a little bit more pigment.
Yeah, and I think it's pinker than Orgasm.
And then I think item five, I would say go with a nice scent actually, as opposed, because I feel like with makeup, it's going to be so personal to what your skin's like, you know, your colouring, etc. But I do think go with a really lovely scent that makes you reminds you of that day when you wear in the future.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. So that's been such a big marketing thing the last few years when people have been like, oh,
but
get a new signature scent for your wedding day, which I get. And I think that's really lovely. But I personally would want my favorite perfume because I find it comforting. Like I love, and I've had to stop wearing perfumes. This is like overshare, guys. Settle in, get a cup of tea. But I've stopped wearing perfumes if they've reminded me of bad times. Like there are perfumes that I wore during relationships that I remember like my ex being like, oh my God, I love that perfume. And I would wear it. And then when I broke up with that person, I couldn't wear that perfume anymore because it would just drive me crazy.
That makes sense though. Yeah. A lot of sense.
But then, so there are perfumes that I love that make me me so happy because, like, I still carry, like, I have the perfumes that my mum used to wear before she passed away that make me happy. I have a perfume that I wore through college that I would never wear now, but, like,
it's very psychological, isn't it? Yeah,
I would want to wear, like, my favorite. I would either wear Juliet Has a Gun or the Chanel Boy, which are my two all-time favorite, most me scents.
I mean, I went, so for my wedding day, I know I love Jo Malone, so I did go and buy a different Jo Malone one, but it was one that just made me, I don't know, I mean, it's quite like a classic one, but I went with Woodsage and Sea Salt because I knew I was getting married near the beach. So I was like, that made sense to me. And I knew it was one that I liked, but I didn't actually own. So again, a bit like the makeup, don't go something crazy that like
crazy
doesn't,
smells weird.
That your husband's like, whoa, or your wife is like, whoa, that's too strong. You know, just think about those things. But
either your favorite or go and treat yourself.
Yeah, go and treat yourself. Really, I think I think just something, or maybe a nice candle then. So if it's not going to be, I think just something that makes, like, the art of getting ready.
A stupid, luxe, expensive, stupid, filthy, dirty diptyque candle that you're like, you would never spend 50 quid on a candle, but I'm getting married.
Yeah.
Having that candle.
Damn right. I feel like the candle or the fragrance, it's just part of the, like, ritual of getting ready and celebrating and enjoying it.
Too. Like, I mean, that's one of the reasons I would want to wear my favorite fragrance, because I'd want to tie the memory of the day into my big bundle of favorite fragrance memories. So a candle would be a really good idea.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, then when you light it, you'll always remember getting ready as well. So it kind of ties in with a nice memory. Aren't we getting deep?
This is the gift we've given you guys of our overly emo candle-related emotional breakdown.
Yes.
Excellent.
And there we go.
And there we go. So that is our bridal makeup. Yeah. Breakdown. Breakdown in both senses of the word, I think, towards the end there.
And do let us know if you have had any Bridezilla moments. I would love to hear some proper Bridezilla stories.
Love a good Bridezilla story. And if you've got any questions for us, just let us know. You can tweet us at Full Coverage Pod, or you can shout out on Instagram. We are accepting DMs. Slide into those DMs.
Slide into the DM.
We're there. Or you can email us at hello at Full Coverage Pod. We're always on the socials. So let us know your bridal top tips. And if you've got any questions, we'll answer them for you.
We will. So I guess all that's left to do is to go through the highlight of the week. Highlight of the week. We should do like a harmony.
Yeah, eventually one day. I'm going to get Boys to Men in to do it, but it's going to be amazing.
That would be hilarious. So I think you should go first, Liz. Well, should we do our one that we're loving together and then separate?
Let's do our one that we're loving together.
Okay, because I'm really excited to talk about this.
It is dead good.
It's really good. I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah,
it is the it's the RMS Beauty signature set, and it's the Mod collection. So it's a little palette with a little bit of everything in. So it's a little white square. It has the Living Luminizer in. It has the Master Mixer, Smile Lip to Cheek, Spell Lip to Cheek, and Simply Cocoa Lip and Skin Balm. So five little kind of dinky products.
And it is little.
It is
we're
little.
We're not overestimating or overemphasizing or underemphasizing.
But everything in it is nice. Like,
everything in it is great. It's what, like 2.5 inches square?
Yeah.
Tops? It's like the size of Charlotte Tilbury iQuad.
Yes, that's a good description.
It's like
exactly
the same size, but probably a little bit thinner.
And no dud brushes, which I like.
No dud brushes. And yet, so good.
Yeah.
So full of great product.
Especially if you want like super, I mean, for me, I'm so into makeup that I can just do my fingers. And if you like the dewy look, or dewy. Yep,
dewy.
If you like dewy makeup, you will love this. And it's especially great because it's not tested on animals. It's organic. There's no toxins in it. This is a really good example of natural makeup
coconut
done well.
Based, right? I
think that or jojoba oil. They have like a mix of jojoba oil, and it's mixed depending on the product, but no toxins in there at all. So really safe to use on the skin. Great if you love organic beauty. Yep. And just the colors are beautiful. And again, like we were saying, it's
really
the kind of
pretty.
Makeup that you can't overdo it.
Yep.
And the Living Luminizer is one of the most beautiful highlighters out
that
there.
That was one of my first ever highlighters, the little glass pot of Living Luminizer. I remember I read about it on Refinery 29 a few years ago, and they were like, this is what they used to make J. Crew models look great. I'm like, well, that's weird. I'll have some of that. That was my gateway drug into highlighting other than Benefit's High Beam.
Yeah.
But it's so gorgeous, and it's so travel friendly because it's so
dinky
and little. You can pop it in your handbag, pop it in your pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, it really doesn't matter.
Only gripe was no mirror. That was our only gripe. We were like, a mirror would have made
it
perfect.
But it makes it very light.
Well, and also I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that RMS, most of their packaging is recyclable as well. So they kind of do it. So it's eco-friendly as well.
And I paid $44 for it from Anthropology, but I know it's available.
I think it was still $44 even on RMS website. I brought mine from RMS Direct. And we were saying, weren't we? I came to see Lindsay the other day and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And she was like, I was in Anthropology and you had to buy it.
I know they had it.
And I enabled you.
I've been watching you use it all day and it was just like, oh, it looks so easy. And
I've got
a trip coming up. And yeah. I think it would be really good for post-plane makeup.
Especially when you just, you know, even if you don't have a mirror, you could kind of tap a bit on and not have to worry about doing like Bridget Jones in the back of a cab with the blusher. It's just very safe, very easy. And again, I think just gives you that lovely, it's nice for like refreshing your makeup as well. You can just like dot a bit on. I mean, you could even put the, you know, the cheek colours on your eyes. Yeah. Sometimes I just do
oh
it as
my
a quick
goodness.
Eye base.
Do oh
it
my
everywhere.
Goodness. That is bonkers.
Yeah, bit of glossy eye. I mean, I'll come on to my other highlight in a bit.
Love
but
it.
You should progress yes. with your favorite.
I want to talk about mine because I need all day because it's my favorite
it's
thing,
really nice
and I love it so much. My highlight of the week is a new brand that just landed at Sephora a couple of weeks ago. I just looked online, it is all in stock right now, so go check it out. So it's all on sephora.com. it's and in some Sephora stores. It is a new brand called Pretty Vulgar. Forget the brand name because it's nonsense. I like it in a fashion because I'm pretty vulgar, but I don't really get it as a makeup line.
That could be
I
your mean, Tinder profile.
Yeah, pretty vulgar 36
hashtag
Los
blessed
Angeles, hashtag blessed green juice. I have not been to spin today. But yeah, I really love the products. I wasn't sure
beautiful.
About it when I first saw it because I say pretty vulgar I think is a silly name.
Yeah,
and there's nothing vulgar about it, it's just all delightful apart from a couple of the product names have wacky names. Product names have wacky names. We've been talking for a while. But like the highlighter is called Glimmer of BS, which is just silly.
That's
and
a very
the plumping
bad
lip balm is Poisonous Pout, which is silly because there's no poison in it.
Yeah,
but I see they're trying to find some edginess because there isn't really any, because it is in fact actually just all very pretty.
Yeah,
and feminine,
pretty is exactly
floral.
How I'd subscribe it.
Yeah,
explain it. Describe it. Oh God, we have been talking a long time.
It's been a long time. So I would just take off the vulgar and go with the pretty. The highlighter is definitely, coincidentally, if you could ever believe it, my highlight. The Shimmering Swan in Glimmers of BS is absolutely gorgeous. It's like a champagne pink. It's bonkers pigmented. It lasts forever. It's a pretty big pan. I don't love the silver filigree silly packaging, but I do love the highlight. I can't recommend that enough. I think that's amazing. It's already in my top five of all time. The Poisonous Pout Plumping Lip Balm in Karma is the colour I have, which is a rosy pink, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It's the perfect My Lips But Better shade, and it is plumping without being stingy. It's not like those lip venom products.
Yeah, that tingle
that
and
actually
make your lips
cause
hurt.
You pain. Yeah, it's more of like a menthol minty, so it's refreshing and it looks pretty. So I'm a huge fan of that. It's in my handbag that has not been away from my person. I also really like, I tried the brow pomade. We've been through this.
Yeah. Either goes.
The brow cream in a pot. And I've got that in the shade Vantage Point. Just give it a colour. It's for your brows.
Yeah.
This is like the taupe equivalent of the Anastasia product. And I do like this. I like this probably a little bit more than I like the Anastasia brow
wiz.
Yeah. So I like that a lot. There's also some really pretty matte lips, which are in the most gorgeous
I love
packaging.
The matte lipsticks in this brand.
Yeah,
they're amazing.
It's like a floral, but intercut with rose gold rings. So it's just so pretty.
You've
got to see it. Go online and see it. We'll link to it below.
I think that's the prettiest packaging of all of it, actually.
It's crazy. It's so pretty. And I love the bullet is embossed with a little logo, which is nice. Got a little bird on there. Got a bird. Put a bird on it.
It's like a
they
Twitter
have
lipstick.
Put a bird in it. Yeah.
Aww, endorsed by Twitter.
If only. And I love the texture of these matte lipsticks. They're called Bury Them With a Smile lipsticks, and they feel a lot like the Charlotte Tilbury Matte Revolution.
Yeah, they do. I agree
to
with
me.
That.
Love
beautiful.
That.
Beautiful.
And then the last one I want to mention, which I think might actually just be witchcraft, and this is the Silent Treatment Matte Lip Oil. That doesn't make sense. How can it be a matte lip oil? How
we both tried this and it was really odd, but in a good way.
You put it on your lips and your lips are completely matte, utterly completely matte, but they feel like they've got like the best balm in the world on them. And it is silicone based. As we learned last week, it is medical grade silicone.
Yes.
It's dimethicone. So that's how they managed to get the slip in there,
yeah.
but keep it matte. I still don't really get
it. It's very clever.
Because if I put a matte silicone-based primer on my lips, it wouldn't feel nice.
No.
But this feels amazing.
And you can see it change in terms of the texture of your lip as you put it on.
And it doesn't give you a colour. It doesn't add any colour to your lip. It doesn't whiten them or put a white cast on them at all. It just makes them matte. And then that's great for matte lipsticks or liquid lips over the top. I love it. So please do check this out. I honestly, it's so rare that there is a brand launch that is as comprehensive as this, where I like as many of the products as much as I do. So yeah, head to Sephora. They do ship worldwide, I think fully worldwide now, but definitely to the UK.
Yeah.
And check out Pretty Vulgar and let me know if you've tried any of their products or anything else, because there's a bunch of other stuff in the range. So let me know if there's anything else you think we should try.
Nice.
What about you, Harold?
Mine, I'm going for the Gillian Dempsey Lid Tint. And I really love products that have been made by makeup artists. I feel like they can really catch on to something that has a makeup artist texture, but they can make it available to the consumer.
Yeah.
Again, running with the theme of using fingers to apply makeup, Gillian Dempsey, I'm going to pass Lindsay one so she can have a
I'm
play.
I'm excited to try
I'm
this.
Wearing bronze on my eyelid. And I mean, I think it's one of those products that some people would look at and be like, why would I want that? That sounds awful. But I love a bit of like a sweaty, smudgy eye look. Yeah. I just, you can build the pigment. They're very sheer, so it's very, very easy to not mess it up. You know, you can kind of do it without really thinking about it. Very pretty. And they also have a color that is exclusive to Violet Grey, which is called Dew. And this is like a multi-purpose balm. And again, I've been using this a lot editorially. It's great to give like a little bit of sheen to the skin. And I just love these. I feel like when you just want like a wash of color on the lid, again, you could use peach to double up on the cheeks. But when you just want that quick wash of color and just like a slick of mascara, you can look done really quickly.
They're pretty. They smell amazing.
They're so pretty. I absolutely love them. And I'm really loving wearing the bronze one mixed in with my Chanel Stylizure waterproof.
Stylizure. Oh, she's so fancy.
I was trying to get French then, but it just wasn't working. Stylizure. So I'm back to Lazier.
Mais oui. Bonjour.
Duck a l'orange.
Lower the tone.
Back to Chanel. So I've been using the Chanel waterproof stilo, let's call it that, in the brown one in Agape that they brought out with the La Rouge collection. So sad that that is not like a permanent collection. Still, I think one of the best ones they've ever done. I wear that mixed into it and it just blurs in beautifully. I can even like smudge out a flick if I want to. And even with the gloss like underneath, it pretty much stays there. So, you know, anyone who doesn't like gloss, this won't be for you. But I just think it's a beautiful little product and I love it when someone just does like a few things really well. To me, that is such an exciting launch.
Definitely.
And I probably will go back and get more
colors. It's a great summer look, that glossy eye, and especially with it being so humid and hot everywhere at the
moment. It's like, don't fight it, embrace it.
Go with it. It's so good. And it smells so pretty.
They're so pretty. I love them. I mean,
and they feel very moisturizing.
So nice.
I feel like they'd be really nice on more mature eyelids.
Definitely.
More mature skin.
Definitely. Or also, like, you know, if you're a teenager just starting to get into makeup and, you know, or mums who are looking
if you're
to
a
get,
teenager, whack it all on.
Whack it all on. You shouldn't look good at a teenager. That's kind of what we want to say. But should you be a mother, perhaps, and you're wanting to
direct your child
into like subtle makeup, these are also really nice. You know, you can just put it on, and like I said, it's a really subtle wash of color.
Or buy it for yourself. Allow them to use it once, and then keep it forever.
Yeah, that's what I do, if we're being honest.
No, I really like those. They're really pretty.
Yeah, love
them. Definitely
going
to invest, I think.
Obsessed.
Because I'm so into multi-purpose products right now.
Yeah, me
and
too.
Just easy to use product.
They do have a mirror in as well, actually.
Yeah.
So they're super thin. They're great for like handbags. And Dew, which is the exclusive one that is just like a nice sheer gloss, also looks amazing. I'm just doing
it as a cheek gloss
right now, just as like a cheek gloss.
She's just dabbing it along the like top of her cheekbones.
A bit like
with a ring finger.
Ciate,
dewy stick.
It's a little bit like that. It's just really beautiful.
Yeah, you could get a
it.
Pinky peach color, a brown color, and that clear gloss, and you'd be made.
Just mascara done.
Yeah, so great.
Love it.
Perfect beach makeup too.
Yes, that's it. I mean, I think I'm really embracing the heat now. I live in LA, and there's no choice but to embrace it. And I, you know, you just have to go with the glow.
Go with the glow.
I should get that copyrighted,
shouldn't
I? Get a copyright on
full
that.
Full coverage. Go with
the
glow.
Glow. I'm sure someone's already got that.
Oh, I'm sure. One of my favourite wrestlers does have a heard something to do. Oh, feel the glow.
Feel
Why didn't
the glow.
They go with the glow?
Go with the glow sounds a bit more
feel
catchy.
Feel the glow is a bit 80s. Naomi, you could have had go with the glow. I'm going to stop now because there's literally one person I know that listens to this podcast who also likes wrestling and makeup. So Hannah, that was for you. And everyone else is like, Lindsay, stop talking about wrestling. But yeah, they're really good. Where do you you get those from again?
I bought them Violet Grey, but it's Gillian Dempsey lid tint, and okay. They are also available directly from her site.
Excellent. We will link to those below as well. Awesome. Well, I think that rounds us up. So That's it. Yeah. If you've got any questions, as always, shout us out on social media. Come to Twitter. That's where we are the most. On @FullCoverage Pod. We're also Instagram, same name. You can find us on Facebook and you can email us hello@FullCoverage Podcast.com. You can find Ms. Hadfield over on YouTube and on HarryMakesItUp.com, where she's doing all kinds of exciting things.
All kinds of exciting things.
And mostly, I'm the only one that's excited about this, but my new book is
coming out.
You don't lie. You're somewhat interested.
I'm very excited, I'll have you know.
But I write books when I'm not doing this. I don't know if you know that, but that's what I do. And the new one is coming out in September. It's I Heart Forever. So that is available for pre-order now, if you should feel so inclined.
Yeah.
So, and if you really, 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 really love us, or just like us a little bit, it would mean the world to us if you could pop over to iTunes and leave a review, throw us 5 stars. It makes a huge difference to how iTunes see the podcast, and that makes them more inclined to share it with the world, which is what we want.
And share us as well. Share us with your friends, other beauty lovers, anyone who's just looking to have a nice girly gossip, get
family
your cup
menders,
of tea.
Milkman, hairdresser. Just let people know.
Whoever will listen, really. Well, thanks so much, guys. It's been fun as always. We love doing these podcasts. And like Lindsay said, shout us out on Twitter or Instagram or any of the socials. And we look forward to bringing you another podcast soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.